At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A new bank in the Trinity Groves area hopes to build a relationship with low and moderate income West Dallas families who may not currently use a bank at all. Texas Capital Bank held the official grand opening yesterday. Branch leader Brandon Q. Jones says he's meeting a lot of people from the Trinity Groves neighborhood.
A lady literally just walked in here. So she walks in. She says, I need to open an account. And we have tables from the grand opening still in here. People have come in. We've had a great response from the community.
Jones says half of the branch employees speak both English and Spanish, something that goes a long way in a primarily Latino neighborhood. West Dallas is home to many low-income families, and some might be skeptical of banks or worry they can't afford an account. Some may have old overdraft fees hanging over them. Jones says that doesn't have to be a problem.
So it's a case-by-case basis. If there had been challenges in the past, I'm able to kind of sit down with the customer and examine those challenges and see how we can move past them with education.
The bank offers free financial literacy courses that cover banking, building credit, and buying a home. Now to our Friday conversation. The Tarrant County judge is angry. Glenn Whitley ignited a political firestorm a week ago when he said the state is refusing to pay what it should for public education. He also accused legislators of blaming local officials for raising property taxes. That drew a sharp response this week from state senators from Tarrant County. They accused Whitley of telling a, quote, bold-faced lie. KERA's Rick Holter caught up with Whitley at his office in downtown Fort Worth.
In your 11 years in the job, you've earned a reputation as a pretty conservative guy, pro-business, reasonable. You've described this as going unplugged. Why now?
There has been this tendency to scream about property taxes and point at local elected officials and say they're the blame for them being out of control. And we have attempted and tried to be their partners and work with them on solutions, and yet they keep pointing the finger and saying that it's the local elected officials that are the problem.
One of the primary points you made has to do with school property taxes. You see the state basically forcing schools to raise taxes. How does that work in your eyes?
If you look at how public education is funded in the state of Texas, you see that it's basically funded by three sources. You get about 10% on average from the federal government. Then the remainder is split between state and then local property taxes.
Yeah, that split has changed.
It used to be that the state basically funded 2/3 of that difference, and local property taxpayers funded 1/3. Over the last decade, they went from being about a 50-50 partner to 1/3. That has created a heavy burden on our local property tax.
And part of the situation now is property tax values are rising pretty dramatically, which means more money coming in, and that's allowed you to not have to raise the rate too much to cover that.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that. 2 years ago, at the end of 2015, the state comptroller came to the Tarrant County Appraisal District and said, your values are too low. You have 2 years in which to get them up, or we're going to begin penalizing the school districts because that formula that they use is there. You know, I see that, you know, they're saying, well, no, that's not right. I was on the HEB school board when I first began running for office. So I went and sat down with their finance director, and I said, if I'm not right, tell me. He says, Glenn, you're spot on.
During your State of the County address last week, State Senator Connie Burton walked out, and then with the other three state senators who represent Tarrant County, drafted a letter. They called you dishonest. They said you lied. Did that surprise you?
You know, I would say it surprised me a little bit. I'll stand by the numbers and stand by what I said.
So what you're doing here, isn't this kind of like declaring war on the folks you have to work through in Austin?
Well, for the last 10 years, we have, every legislative session, tried to sit down and say, don't handcuff us. Don't take the ability of a local elected official to make local decisions. We've asked them to stop with the unfunded mandates. The speaker has helped tremendously in keeping the other side from handcuffing our hands as far as making local decisions. And now that the speaker is gone, the lieutenant governor is already declaring victory and that his number one priority is going to be fixing property taxes. If we're going to do that, they're going to have to recommit to the historic levels that they funded public education in the past. I would love for them to get back to where they're doing two-thirds. Right. I'd just love for them to get back to where they're doing 50%.
Do you think that's realistic?
If they're serious, they're going to have to. Because everything that they propose, while they'll say property tax relief, it's not relief. They're simply saying we're going to curb the growth. That's not relief.
You were first elected in 2006. How has the landscape changed since then?
I was elected to the school board at HEB in 1993, right as Robin Hood was being put upon us. What I have seen in that period of time, from where we were truly collaborating and working with the legislature, to where beginning in around the 2006-2007 era, we began to look a lot more like Washington. Gridlock, pointing fingers, and not sitting down and collaborating to address the problems. I mean, this is very out of character for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it sounds like that all I'm doing is criticizing them. I really want to get back, because we are their partners. The laws that are passed by not only D.C., but also by the state, we have to implement them. I think we deserve being treated as a partner and not pointed to and blamed for everything that they perceive is wrong with the state.
Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for coming by and giving me a chance to talk.
And the forecast, temperatures have been dropping through the morning. They're expected to get down to around 51 degrees by 11. Right now, it's 56 degrees in Dallas, 54 in Fort Worth, also 45 degrees in Wichita Falls, and 67 in Tyler. There's an 80% chance of rain tonight with lows around 44, and then tomorrow a 90% chance of rain with a high near 55.